Imagination Studio presents Hank Zipser, The Mostly True Confessions of the World's Best Underachiever, Day of the Iguana, by Henry Winkler and Lynn Oliver. This is Henry Winkler. Chapter 1. "I have great news," I said. "Charlie the Clown has diarrhea." My best friend, Frankie Townsend, looked at me like my brains had just flopped out of my head and turned into mashed potatoes. "Hey, man, that is super news," Frankie said, rolling his eyes. "It's always cool to hear about a clown with stomach problems." Ashley Wong, my other best friend, burst out laughing and fell down onto the old couch that we use for meetings in our clubhouse. Our clubhouse is a storage room in the basement of our apartment building. "Go ahead and laugh, Ashwina," I said to her. "But you won't be laughing when you hear that there's money in this for us." Ashley stopped laughing immediately, like I knew she would. She is the business manager for Magic 3, which is the magic group we started a couple of months ago. We've performed 2 times for real money. Frankie is the magician, and he's a great one, too. I'm the magician's assistant and all-around idea man. Ashley is really good at the money part, which makes me really happy because I don't understand money or change or anything like that. "Talk to me, Hank," Ashley said. "I'm hearing a business opportunity." "My Aunt Maxine is throwing a birthday party this weekend for my 3-year-old twin cousins, Jake and Zach," I began. "Charlie the Clown was supposed to perform, but it turns out he ate some bad clams at Luigi's Oyster House. And now he's got..." "Diarrhea," Frankie and Ashley chimed in, stifling a laugh. "Right, and he can't do the party."